the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, this title might sound lofty or even abstract, especially to our Protestant viewers, but when we take a moment to reflect on it, we find something both deeply scriptural and profoundly personal. Because Mary's queenship isn't just about her exalted status in heaven, it's about her role in our lives, right here and now. To understand this title, we have to start with the scriptures. So let's begin. In the Old Testament, the queen in the kingdom of Israel was not the king's wife. It was the king's mother. This position was known as the Gebria, or Great Lady, and she held real influence in the court. We see an example of this in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19, where Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, enters the royal court, and the king rises to greet her, bows, and has a throne placed at his right hand for her. Now, fast forward to the New Testament, who is called the son of King David? Well, Jesus, of course. And who is his mother? Mary. If Jesus reigns forever on the throne of David, as the angel Gabriel announced at the Annunciation, then it follows that Mary, his mother, reigns as queen. Tradition picks up where scripture leaves off. From the early centuries, the church has honored Mary with titles that reflect her dignity and maternal intercession. Advocate, helper, benefactress, mediatrix. By the Middle Ages, the title Queen of Heaven was widespread. You see it in prayers, hymns like the Salve Regina, and in the art and liturgy of nearly every Catholic culture. Mary is always pictured close to the throne of her son, interceding, guiding, and reigning by his side. Theologically, Mary's queenship is rooted in her role in salvation history. Because she gave her fiat, her total yes to God, she became not only the mother of the Redeemer, but also, in a real sense, the spiritual mother of all the redeemed.